Yeah, I missed that too, Reed. I don't know, but it probably stems back to whatever happened before the game.
Did they shake hands? I don't know.
Yeah, they just sort of showed.
We just did a fake, a funny-ass good game type of thing, or were they actually? I don't know. We both looked away.
We've seen a few of those from Jim Harbaugh over the years. Well, that's the word is demoralizing. Like, that's the word that I keep coming back to. That is as just gut-wrenching, kicking the dick. I don't care.
You said a bad word.
I don't care, Rita. I don't care.
I'm the one that says bad
I know, that's
words
normally
around
your
here,
role, but this is
you.
How I feel. I feel like I got kicked in the dick today, Rita. That's the way that I feel at the moment. Hi, it's the Project Game Day postgame show. Glenn Clark.
Did you tweet it?
Did I? I don't know. Oh, I just retweeted myself, okay. So you can I don't do whatever you want to do with that. We're in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance studio. Ravens lose 30-24 in overtime. They fall to 6-4 in the season. Thanksgiving night in Pittsburgh looms. Derrick Henry with the game-winning touchdown in overtime. There's so much to unpack, and I don't want to unpack any of it. I just don't. Like, Rita, this, honest to God, is as deflating a loss. You know, like, they lost last week to the Patriots, and you didn't really see it coming. And
no. Honest
to God, like, coming in today, I said any win is a good win. Somehow, they turned a situation where I thought that, like, getting a win was an uphill battle into me still being deflated by what happened, because there's no excuse for a Ravens team to have an 11-point second-half lead and let it slip away. This team, the way that they are built, that should never happen.
Yes, you're right. And I am going to defend the defense here. Because you get into the red zone in your first couple of drives, the Ravens, and you come up with 6 points. So they did literally we just found out
they
that
battled,
Derrick Henry
right? battled, yeah.
crossed 100 yards
yep.
in overtime.
Yep.
They did their part.
They didn't get overwhelmed by Derrick
they
Henry.
They did not.
They battled.
They battled. They had now. At the end of the football game is where it kind of gets – real ugly for the defense because you see Derrick Henry starting to get his runs in.
Well, and the A.J. Brown thing.
Well,
is
I was
going
to get to that.
It's
something I never seen before
no.
from a defense from the Ravens ever. And that includes like the 96-97 seasons
yep.
when they didn't have a defense. I just never seen so many guys get carried by one guy.
Just get out physical.
Out physical.
Just get absolutely
yeah.
man up ass kicking.
After a great play the play before in terms, well, you know, they got
in the sack. They
went from third
right.
and two,
second and two, right.
second and two to third and
third,
10.
And it was legitimately, I thought in that moment, a game changing type of
you
play.
Did. You said that.
Because if you just tackle A.J. Brown where he catches the ball, now you're putting Ryan Tannehill, who for the most part was okay today,
yeah.
and not much more than that, you're putting him in fourth down, life on the line
yep.
situation.
Yep.
And I'll take it. Now, their wide receivers are good, and that's part of the problem, but I was going to take Ryan Tannehill with his life on the line in a fourth and four type of situation.
Yep.
Instead, you got bullied.
Got bullied.
You got absolutely bullied.
And you should be embarrassed.
That's,
you should be embarrassed.
It's as demoralizing a play as anything I've ever seen.
I completely agree.
From the Baltimore Ravens.
I completely agree.
It's utterly demoralizing. It's utterly, you were asked whether you had it under the hood and you just said, nah, I don't. Sorry. We don't have it under the hood to go make one play when we have to make a play. They didn't. All they needed to do, there were so many occasions, they just needed to make one play today, Rita.
Who?
The Ravens. All they needed to do to finish off a victory today.
Correct.
They just needed to convert.
Yeah.
All they needed to do was get a couple more inches on the line. I know a lot of you guys are bitching about the call. First of all, as we've known for eternity, if you challenge a spot, it's never getting overturned. I don't know why we still keep having these conversations. Challenge spots forever. They're never getting overturned. You're just wasting your challenge. It's all you're doing. They're not overturning spots. It's never happened. It never will. Stop wasting your
time.
But
I'm not even going to put it on that.
But it's from there to go from you couldn't just get two more inches right there when you needed them to false start.
Yes.
to just an inexcusable miss.
Yes.
A flat out, and this is, look, Lamar Jackson's a hell of a football. We'll keep doing this all we want. We protect Lamar Jackson because I get it. We're pissed off that other people keep trying to say that Lamar Jackson's garbage and he's not. But you can't make excuses for an unthinkable miss when Mark Andrews is wide open in the middle of the field.
Yes, and it is fair to, and that was my point. We're talking about the defense because that literally is the early, that's the most recent thing we've seen.
Sure.
But the other three quarters, we have to talk about how well they played up until that point. And like you mentioned, they had a 10-point lead in the second half. Now, what is it that you're doing offensively? Why can't you find a way to score against the Tennessee Titans team that was missing many players?
Yeah.
And they've been bad on defense literally all season long. And y'all can't, again, you guys got into the red zone on two occasions in the beginning of the game and found a way to only come up with 6 points. That is unacceptable.
It's 100% part of the story. It's no doubt, Rita. You're 100% right. But I can't check out of the, you had 5 chances to just make one play.
I agree.
Just make one effing play.
I agree.
Down the stretch, convert that third down. Game's over, right? It's not really because there's still a lot of time left at that point.
You're
wildly in control of the football game at
everything
that point.
Everything that happened in that point at that point is inexcusable. From the Mark Andrews false start to the incomplete pass to Mark Andrews, it was a collective effort from everybody.
Jonathan Little Rock used the term "wheels are off." The wheels came off at that point. They came off. And then you march back down. You do everything the right way that you should have been doing down at the, but you get down close and you can't make a play at the end of the game to score a touchdown and avoid overtime.
Yep.
And I get it. It's 3rd and 17. 3rd and 17 sucks. You don't have a lot of plays, and this team frankly doesn't have a lot of players for 3rd and 17.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, Rita, and I felt this way the moment you decided to check down underneath. You were essentially saying it's cool. We're just gonna lose.
And we're gonna punt. Yeah, because you already know that the defense was really at the end of the game was really not in a position to stop the Titans because the momentum had shifted their way offensively. So I agree.
You have to try to convert 3rd and 7. I get it. Third and 17 sucks.
It does suck.
But you have to try to convert it when your backs are against the wall in overtime. You have to try to come up with a play somehow.
I don't disagree with you. I do think that's something that has to happen. It really is unfortunate because the offensive line the previous play did such an awful job of trying to protect
them. Kicked,
I mean, every single one got blown off. And I'm trying to understand how that was even going to happen. But I said to you when overtime started, I said what they need to do is continue what they just did.
Play with tempo.
Play with tempo.
Yep.
It has worked every time that they've done it.
They've looked in the last 4 weeks was the second half of the Colts game when they did what? When
play
they decided, let's go up tempo.
And
let's move.
Exactly. Just because you have time on the clock doesn't mean that you don't have to run up tempo. You don't have all game.
That's good. Make somebody else uncomfortable.
Hey, thank you. Because guess what? The other team, if they get the ball and they score, that's the game. Because you already had your possession. And if you don't score right here at minimum 7 points to make it over, you give the other team the opportunity.
Rita, I wasn't thinking about that. But when you were screaming, so Rita and I were watching the game together late. And Rita was screaming about it. Like, before they came out to start overtime, she said, the only thing I'm going to have a problem with is that they slow down now. They've got to attack the way they were attacking on that last drive. And you're right, 100%. It's working.
Do what works.
You're moving the football. You're getting yards.
The line ain't good. So why would you sit here and go back to revert back to old habits? Why? Why would you do that? I can't understand for the life of me why that would happen. Now, there's a couple things in that last drive that sucks because they had the false start where the center snapped the ball, I guess, before anybody was ready because I don't even think Lamar was ready for the ball.
Yeah.
But
they still made those plays work.
But the play that they ran, I think, would have scored because I think it was
you mean on the false start, right?
I think he scored. At minimum, he gets a touchdown. I mean, at the first down.
Yep.
And then you have the play that was afterwards that was the right read to Snead, but the defensive back made an excellent play
just
on it.
In front. Yep.
Just
Desmond
stepped in
King.
Front at the right at the right moment. But if he doesn't, that's a score, and that's the end of the football game. But outside of that, they played so good at that last drive and then went back to, all right, y'all, we're just going to be doing what we've been doing all game long, which was essentially that. And you got your ass whipped in it. as a result. You didn't do any favors to your defense, who was already struggling at the end of the football game because Derrick Henry finally started finding a rhythm. You allowed yourself to get comfortable because you have 10 minutes on a clock, which is ridiculous to me. It is ridiculous that you thought that you had all the time in the world.
You ain't playing for a tie. Bleed the clock out.
I mean, play to win the game.
Right.
And I don't give a damn if it only took 2 minutes to go down the field or a minute and 30 seconds. If you score and then they don't score, or if they score, if you guys both are scoring 3 points at the same time,
then you keep going. Yep.
I don't understand what the process is. I don't understand what the logic is. Why are you guys not doing what works?
Look, the only argument they might make, and I promise we're going to get to the comments right now because I don't want to do what I did last week and just start falling behind.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. What they might say is, at that point, we've got tired bodies on the field.
Fair.
But you just, you can say that, but I just watched you move.
But guess what? I don't care.
I just watched those tired bodies move down the field.
It's a fair argument, but I don't want to hear that because you're professional football players.
Correct.
So yes, they probably were, but so what?
You only get to play 16 of these. You only get to play 16 of them.
Find a damn way to win the football game. And if winning the football game means you need to create some tempo situations that allows your offense to move the ball because you don't have the skill players that the guys on the other side have, particularly from a wide receiver position, you have to find a way to make things work. So when things do work, I have a problem with you guys not doing what works.
All right. Project Game Day postgame show brought to you by the U.S. Army. She's Rita. I'm Glenn from Jeff. We got what we deserved. Play conservative when we got the lead and did not finish the game at the end of regulation. We had a chance to win. It is also bad that we gave up on our running game once again. So let's touch on a couple of things there. I actually disagree
about
a little bit.
Conservative?
Right.
Because Lamar threw that pick when they
had
a lead.
And that's the thing.
I don't agree with that.
They were moving the ball. Everything was working.
Although on third and two, I probably don't want him to do that. Maybe I would like that on a first down play. But third and two, I just want you to get the first down right there.
Right.
But they didn't play conservative. That is me saying I wish they did play conservative.
Right. Like
so
that,
they did the opposite.
It was just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
It was unnecessary.
If that play works, I agree. You can go on for a romp,
it's
right?
Unnecessary. Like,
but it was not necessary in that moment, and what you were doing was working. And ultimately, when you had all of the momentum in the second half, that play proved to be the moment where the pendulum swung the other way. Remember, after that, they hit A.J. Brown and Corey Davis back-to-back. Like, they finally get those guys involved. They had been super quiet all day, and now the Titans' offense comes to life because while the Ravens are doing a good job of shutting down Derrick Henry, now suddenly they have something else that's working, and it really changes the course of the game in those couple of plays after you had the big lead. So I kind of disagree with you about that. I think that the conservative part was the part that was giving them success. It was when they decided they wanted to let loose that ultimately the game changed because of the one interception.
Yep.
John, wheels are off. They are in a downward spiral now. I don't see them making the playoffs. The fourth quarter tackling was atrocious. So let's cover that a little bit, Rita, because it's a weird thing. I honestly don't feel quite – if today, at the end of the day, Derrick Henry just from moment one whooped this defensive line's ass all day, and they end up losing the football game. I'm still not feeling good when we do this show afterwards, but there's a part of me that's way easier to say, sort of what we said a week ago, which is, okay, but this is what happens when you lose Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams and you go up against Derrick Henry, right?
Correct.
Like, if you get those guys back, it's not the same football team.
That's not what happened today.
This is so much more demoralizing.
Yes. Because they actually did put up a good effort against Derrick Henry.
And all they needed to do was make a play.
Literally, he got to 100 yards in overtime.
Right.
And because he broke off one insane run late in the game.
He had two good runs,
I believe, over 20 yards.
Correct.
At the end of the game, like you mentioned.
But he was not the story for 3.5 quarters. He wasn't the story of the football game.
I agree.
They did the right things in order to be able to win this game and then just fell apart when they needed to come up with a play.
Well, their soul left their bodies when A.J. Brown dragged everybody into
the end zone.
It's not funny, but that's what happened.
And that's why the word demoralizing. Like, I got up and walked out. I've never seen anything.
I didn't know if you was coming back. I was like, did Glenn leave me here
I've
to do the
never
post-game
seen
show
anything
by myself?
Like that.
Because I'm going to just cuss the whole time.
Right.
Leave me in here by myself.
And I ain't going to stop you. You know how that works. Andrew Stecca lost to a better team. I mean, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, okay.
I mean, they've got better.
They got better offensive players. That's about it.
Yes.
But they have just
their
as
defense
many.
Defense stinks.
They've lost guys on their offensive line. Their defense has lost guys too. Their defense already wasn't good before they lost.
They haven't had Isaiah Wilson all season.
They should have been able to score more than the 24 points that they were able
Johnu
to
got
score.
Hurt during the game today.
Yes,
like,
he did.
Kenny Vaccaro couldn't play this week. Man, I don't even know if I agree with you that they just lost to a better team. And that, and again, that is part of what I can sit here and do the show after a Chiefs game, and I can say,
yeah, they lost to a better team.
Look, man, they lost to a better team.
You might be doing that Thursday too, but
I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't want to talk about that.
You might be doing that on Thursday.
Larry, penalties in key spots, lack of imagination and play calling, very poor tackling, unable to stop play action from the first play of the game. Yeah, the play action killed him, but part of that is the presence of Derrick Henry.
Absolutely.
Like, let's be fair about that. When a team has Derrick Henry on the field,
absolutely,
they're going to be better at play action. That has worked from the moment that Ryan Tannehill has taken over as their quarterback. They have been outstanding on play action because you must fear and respect Derrick Henry. That's the way it's going to work. And to their credit, and again, this is the other part of what makes it demoralizing, Rita. Why that word keeps coming back to me. Watching A.J. Brown specifically when Marquise Brown had the game he had.
You sound like KZ right now.
I know.
The coast of KZ is in the building.
But it's I've done everything in my power to say the right things about the Marquise Brown thing. Like, you're not going to get me to say he's a bust. You're not going to get me to say any of those things.
He's not a bust. I don't think that that's a fair assessment to make right now.
It's not.
It's just his second year. No, he's not doing as well as we'd like him to do. And he has struggled to find a way to get involved in these football games. Yes, but I think we need to kind of hold off.
There's
that.
Like six layers to the
there's
Hollywood
so
Brown
thing.
There's so many
different reasons why. However, now, that's inexcusable about that pass that he dropped today, which you can't do.
No question.
Which you can't do because you deleted the tweet, but we all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was talked about. Mm-hmm. What you can't do is go online and say what you said and then not show up when people call your number for you to catch a football. That's what you can't do.
I ain't defending it. There's
and
no world.
So people are emotional about that, understandably so, because he allowed us to be in that position because he said what he said. So if had he just not said that and then went and just, you know, he's had a bad stretch, all right, we would have been like, he had a bad stretch. But you, this soldier stuff, well, where's your soldierism?
Is that a word? Right? I'm with it. We're going to roll with
soldierism?
It.
Where's your patriotism?
Yeah. Where is any of it?
Show up.
We're gonna use some other isms. I'm just making up words.
I'm just making the point. Basically, like you talking about being a soldier, and you ain't been a soldier. When it's your turn, you have not shown up.
Ball hits you in the hands. You have to catch the football.
If it hits you in the
hands,
you gotta
catch
the football. And as early as the Colts game when that happened, and he's juggling a ball on third down, he is just not been there. Now, the pass that I think that he threw, what was it, in this game, I believe in the end zone,
mm-hmm.
that was it was behind it was a bit underthrown, and mm-hmm. it should have been out of Lamar's hands maybe a second early.
And look,
because he was open.
Credit to the Titans defenders today, because on that one and obviously the other one to Andrews in the end zone,
yeah,
they were beat, and yet they didn't just give up. There's something when you watch college football, when you spend a day watching college football, all you see is nothing but defenders. The moment they're beat, or even they're afraid that they might be beat, they immediately just tackle somebody.
Yeah.
They just say, let's see if I can get away with a pass interference here because I'm panicked about what might happen. That's two professionals that said, I'm beat, but I'm still going to attempt to make a play on the ball, even though I have no idea where the ball is. And they both did it tremendously.
Yep.
And you credit them. Like, sometimes other teams make good plays, too. Like, the ball to Andrews particular probably could have been zipped in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little bit on Lamar that, like, you know, if a little bit of a better throw, probably. It was what a great design that play was. That's why it's so frustrating it didn't work. That was a really well-designed rollout play. You're expecting Lamar to run, and at the very last second, suddenly he drops back and whips to the end zone. If he puts a little bit more, and by the way, the thing we complain about is that he puts too much on balls. This was the one time where you say, man, it would have been nice if he put just a little more on that ball.
Just a little, because it gets there probably a little sooner and it's a score.
Exactly right. But credit, they broke it up. Same thing on the ball to Hollywood towards the end zone, right? Like, you give them credit. Like, they stepped up and they made plays even when they were beat. That happens sometimes. But yeah, the Hollywood Brown thing, and that it goes back to the demoralizing part of this. It's tough Not because I'm going to tell you that Hollywood Brown is a bust. He's not a bust. And the Ravens have failed to put – you got to have other football players on the field too. But you still can't help but think about what could have been. If this was – if you're playing against DK Metcalf today and DK Metcalf was, you know, balling out and catching big touchdowns and Hollywood Brown wasn't doing anything, you'd sit there and think to yourself, could have been DK Metcalf, right? Like, you can't help but think about those things.
Absolutely.
On a day like today, when look, the Titans were getting killed over the Corey Davis pick. Corey Davis is better than anything the Ravens have.
A lot of Ravens fans wanted Corey Davis. So.
I desperately wanted Corey Davis. And by the way, Corey Davis, who again, I get it, hasn't lived up to being like the number six pick in the draft.
He would be better than what
he's
their
going he's
on.
Their top dude. He's their top dude tomorrow in Baltimore. He's a dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude. He's a football player. I get it. It took a little while and he dealt with some injury stuff but he's a dude. The Ravens don't have those guys, and it's tough to watch that because today, when the Titans needed their dudes to come through for them, they effing came through in the biggest moments.
Yeah.
Richard, soft as marshmallows.
I mean,
I
tweeted soft.
I mean, you can't get me to argue.
With a whole bunch of exclamation marks because they were.
That's shameful, man. William, penalties and poor tackling, the signs of a losing team. I mean, they lost
now,
today.
I think that roughing the passer call was BS. I think that.
One of McPhee you're talking about.
Yes, I think that was trash because it was a bang-bang play. It wasn't like he had an opportunity, even if he wanted to not hit the quarterback. He didn't have that. I mean, he was got the ball out, boom, he got hit.
The time wasn't the problem. There,
tried to say it was below, but it wasn't.
It certainly wasn't at the knees.
It was high enough where it should not have been called.
Here's what I would say. I don't disagree that I don't think it should have been called. I am the thing we do where we try to make it seem like this is the refs being out to get us.
I'm not saying that was a bad call, and I'm just calling it out.
Right. I'm talking to the people that are like, the people that try to make everything a ref loss or whatever. Like,
I'm not making it right.
What happened here today. That is closer than you want, and in a league where all they want to do is protect the quarterbacks. I disagree with it. I think it was a bad call, but their inclination is always going to be, we're going to do everything in our power to show that we're protecting the quarterbacks. That's what we do as officials. And so I don't think it was the right one. I think there are a lot of times where the wrong call is made. You pointed out that on the sack in overtime, a couple of dudes could have been called for holding.
Oh, Bozeman was right. Bozeman was just pulling on jerseys, just begging.
They were all
to not fall down.
Correct.
So,
so like, there's. I just don't jump on board with like the. That's the story of the game. Do I disagree with the call?
Yeah.
I disagree with the call.
I'm not going with the story, but he mentioned penalties, and I'm just bringing that up. I was not a fan of that one at all, but. You know, here we are with what happened. And that was, I believe that was a third down. That would have gotten them off the field. And then that happens. But the Ravens and penalties essentially have been an issue for them this entire season. Whether it was, you know, illegal formation and then the false start that, you know, on third and inches, they would have been able to move, get the first down. It's just been really hard to watch and I don't understand how they are so undisciplined when it comes to these things. So I you know, this was a game that I told you before I had them listed as a loss, but it hurts because
of how
they
it happened.
Had an opportunity to win the football game.
Yes.
But I believe I said this to you last week, Glenn, because I think we talked about the point spread, and I was like, does Vegas know something that I don't?
I've always thought it was nuts. Right.
I was like, the Ravens -6 doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, with Calais Campbell and Derek Wolfe, I would have struggled with Ravens -6, right? Like, I would have struggled with that line. Without them, there was no world. But again, they were up by 11 points in the second half.
Yes.
They were up by 11 points.
They were.
And they had the ball in the second half.
Yeah.
And yet couldn't win a football game.
Yeah.
That's
the story.
It's shameful. It's shameful.
That's the story.
AJ, you'll be stunned to see AJ's losing his mind and just saying things for the sake of saying them. This is the one that I will agree with you on this one, AJ. You had two plays with one timeout, and you don't let Lamar run it from there. I was
– two plays with one timeout.
Again, going back to the end of regulation, I was – harping on this while we were sitting here watching the game. I said, you got that timeout at your disposal.
You did
that. I would think about it. And
you
to your point,
that.
They were protecting him from getting around to the sideline. But I wondered if that was leaving a lane that he could have run
like
it in,
right,
in the middle for a touchdown. And with like the and there was still a lot of time left, too. So the idea that you say, well, you don't want to use a timeout because you want to save it if you need it to kick the field goal. Like, I've always understood
but you
that.
You were right. You were
but
right in
you
the
had enough time
to spike it if you got the first down.
That you could have gotten up. If you get the first down, you could still get up and spike the ball and have a couple of shots. I think there was a chance he could have run it in for a touchdown in that situation, right? Like, I don't think it's impossible that a run could have ended up leading to a touchdown. So I do agree with you on that one, AJ, that given the circumstances, I would have tried, and especially going back to the personnel that you have, I don't like throwing to the end zone with this team because they don't have the dudes. They don't have the guys that I trust to go win a physical battle against someone. So given your limited options, I would have taken a chance at let's see if them being so fearful of Lamar getting to the edge leaves something right here that we can take advantage of. I would have thought about that in those moments. Now, you saying that Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell suck, that's just stupidity. And
why would you even bring that up,
I
Glenn?
Because I got to remind him that when I do agree with him, there's still AJ's still AJ. We deal with AJ. From Tim from Bel Air, can Marcus Peters be all of the slap? So we do slaps to the helmet on Mondays after the Ravens lose.
I remember.
He said, can Marcus Peters get all of the five spots on slaps to the helmet?
Seriously, this was one of his worst games as a Raven, dog. He was getting
great.
His ass beat.
Not
he
great.
Was getting his ass beat. And it wasn't even like he was like cheating. Pretty much. The one play that was like 50 yards, dude just blew right past him. It wasn't even like he was like staring hard at the backfield because he watched him. He was watching, and next thing you know, oh, he's in front of me.
Yep.
And then you had a 50-yard pass. And it was not funny, but I laughed. I'm not going to even lie to you guys.
Patricia's giving in. Patricia, this team just stinks, and they don't want to admit it. Season is done. Don't ruin your Thanksgiving watching this team.
Okay, well, Patricia, I don't know what else.
I mean, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to watch the game.
I mean, they could be 1-15. I'm going to watch.
I don't know if you all have heard. Thanksgiving is mostly already ruined.
Yeah.
So,
breaking news.
Right.
Newsflash.
Can't really ruin Thanksgiving at this point. From David, mandatory tackling drills on Monday. You know what the worst part about, like, this is the type of game that you want to come in on Monday and say, and challenge. And like the report from Jeff Zeribek before today's game about how tense
they were I saw that.
That really does it. And again, that sat with me after the first drive of like, oh, we're just in for this is just going to be an ass kicking today. That's all this is going to be, right? And which goes back to why it's so frustrating now because that didn't end up being. If this is just an ass kicking, the Derrick Henry's the story. If it's just that, in a weird way, I'm in a better place to come here and do this and say
that was something you would have anticipated.
Yeah, I can kind of accept that.
Yeah.
I can kind of accept that when you don't have your dudes out there, it just might be too
and
much.
Particularly the way that they played against the run last week, against a much less dominant run
right,
team.
Right, correct. Or
know.
At least a specifically dominant
well,
back.
Okay,
right. Yeah,
yes,
the Patriots are a good
you.
Running
thank
team.
Thank you, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Right, Derrick Henry, and we know the history of Derrick Henry just in general. So, yes, I agree with you that it's like if they would have lost because Derrick Henry ran 220 yards and had three touchdowns, I would have been like, you know, I mean.
It sucks.
You didn't
it
have
sucks,
Brandon Williams. You didn't have Calais Campbell. It kind of is what
it is. You can't be all that surprised by it. It's that, you know.
You did try, and then at some point you got tired or maybe you checked out. I don't know. But again, I can't continue to ask the defense to do what they do and the offense keeps getting a pass.
And
that's
I get
just
it.
Not
like,
going
to
happen.
To be fair to the offense, they run no Ronnie Stanley, no Nick Boyle. And then
This was their fifth line formation of the season.
As you're pointing, it was you mix in the fact that you decided you needed to bench Matt Skura. And I get it, right? Like, I get that
he
you decided
to be benched.
But that clearly, as we talked about, made your right tackle position. Like, Patrick McCary played well last week at right tackle, which
yes.
is wild. Dude, we got to show some respect to Patrick McCary in these parts.
Absolutely.
The fact that the dude has gone from guard to center to guard again to now swinging out the tackle and now back, like, the dude has held up. Now, again, I'm not trying to pretend like he's been a Pro Bowl caliber player.
You're just saying that he's doing the job that's asked
that's
of
a lot
him.
To ask of
yes.
an undrafted free agent.
Yes.
That has battled and taken on assignments, and he played fairly well at right tackle and certainly was an upgrade today at center, right? Now, again, they had their other issues, but it's a new offensive line. Now you're sticking out some dude at right tackle that was not even a consideration as part of your equation earlier in the year in Will Holden. Will Holden was not on this roster.
I didn't even know who he was until he had a penalty, I guess, against
yes,
him. And I was
yes.
like, me and my mom was like, well, what number is that? I was like, I don't know. We looking at each other like, I don't know. And then they said his name. I was like.
And to be fair, it's probably a more of a damning statement that DJ Fluker can't play right tackle. Like, that's infuriating.
Former first-round draft pick. Right? It's essentially useless. It's crazy.
I mean, that's a statement.
Yes.
But this is what happens. You decide you need to bench Matt Skura. We all get it. We all understand. But now Patrick McCary, who was kind of getting the job done at right tackle, now has to slide back in and play center. You got to try Fluker again. That doesn't work. So you're throwing out Will Holden to play right tackle. It's a lot. It's a lot to overcome all these things. And we knew it was going to be a lot. It's this weird sort of contradiction that I'm dealing with. We knew it was a lot to try to overcome Williams, Campbell, Boyle, Stanley, all of it. Like switching another center.
And yet
that's
they
a
were
lot
in
to
it.
Overcome. And yet all they needed to do it. Was make a damn play.
Yep.
And they can win this football game. And that's yep. what's so infuriating. Ashley, what's up, Ashley? We deserve to lose that game. It's still infuriating, though. That's the other part, too. I don't know if they deserve to lose the game today. The way they played at the end,
yeah.
Sure, of course. Well, right. You play like that at the end, yeah. You deserve to lose the football game. Right, I hear
you. You deserve to lose that football game.
But for
game.
The totality of the game, I mean, that's what makes the end so frustrating. KZ.
Come on, KZ.
Enjoying the show. Remember, he was mad at us last week because we weren't mad enough.
Are we mad now, KZ?
Yeah, right? TDs beat field goals. The play calling is still a mystery. Packages they use are head-scratching, and once again, a bad challenge hurts them. That timeout would have been nice to have on the last drive as they could have run the ball a bit more, but anywho, at least Harb's got to yell at someone. While I agree with you, KZ, about, like, you're not winning those challenges. I don't know why we keep trying to do it. You
Isn't
do
that
not...
what he's agreeing with you? He's not agreeing with you?
Well, I'm gonna. It didn't actually end up being the story. They had the time. The time was not a problem on that final drive.
Yeah.
As they still had 15 seconds left after they kicked the field goal. They had plenty of time. They didn't convert on third down. They had to kick a field goal because they got the fourth down. So I agree with you about the challenge being bad. It's just that at the end, they didn't really need the timeout there. They, as I said before, they could have run the ball on the previous play. They chose not to. That was their choice. They had the time to do it. They just chose not to. So, you know, that's an issue. KZ, they never stay with what works. It's been an issue all year. Again, I'm going to hear you say that, but we're going to point out one of the things everybody's been screaming about has been not sticking with J.K. Dobbins. And when J.K. Dobbins was working today, they did make a conscious decision to say, this is going to be the dude.
Yeah, I think that was the one good thing here, because they did try to put in Gus. Gus didn't really, you know.
He had a nice run, but like it was clear it was going to.
This was a J.K. Dobbins right. game, right? Mark Ingram was clearly ineffective here. J.K. Dobbins was going to be the guy, and that was fine.
Right.
My issue, and I've said that, already is that, you know, when you found a way to move the ball down the field and win, you didn't do that. And you went to overtime thinking, oh, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to play like I got all this time in the world. And I don't understand that, because what worked literally the last series was you moving the ball up tempo, doing a 2-minute type drill. And so I don't understand why you don't, why not stick to that? It's shown all year that it's worked against New England, against the Colts. I don't know why you decided to get comfortable, because to me that's what happened, particularly when this line isn't as good. But it appears that they showed up
yep.
that last series. So I'm just not understanding. I really would like somebody to ask that question, and maybe that's not a big deal to anybody else, but I think it should start becoming something to talk about, because they have had success in situations like that. So I'm curious to know why, when you see things like, of course I'm not saying that they should do that every series, Glenn. I'm not. But the overtime situation really infuriates me, because
it literally just worked
right. And they couldn't stop you. And guess what? You could probably do that again, and instead of getting three, you could get seven, and you can end
and
that
you don't
football
have to think, and you don't have to think about the clock. Like, they were doing
That's
it,
what I was getting
and
ready
it
say.
Was
and
right.
you have so much time left that you don't
right.
you don't have to
You're not
to
limited
worry
in any way, right?
Right?
Like, you can go up tempo, you can run the ball, you can throw it, you can do
and,
whatever you want.
You can
just
mix
do it up tempo.
And you can do it. Just mix. Just,
try to keep them on their
make
heels.
Make it up tempo. They weren't good. That defense is not good. But you, for whatever reason, you played into their game plan, and it wasn't the other way around, and I just don't understand why that was a thing.
Ronald, if you play bad, you lose. I don't always. I mean, sometimes you can play bad and win. There's the entire division right now that's playing bad, and somehow they're still winning a couple of games here and there. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand.
Well, that's because they don't play themselves.
And that helps them steal a win every now and then. Yeah. Or Joe Burrow gets hurt and Washington steals. That's terrible. Yeah. Just awful, awful thing.
Yeah,
from today.
I know. That sucks.
Richard, has the door closed on Greg Roman as OC? I mean, like, they're not firing Greg Roman. If that's what you think is like, they're going to fire Greg Roman tomorrow ahead of a Thanksgiving game against the Steelers.
No. Sorry.
When they're 6-4. No.
And I'm not even certain that he won't. He will be fired after the season.
I don't think there's a world in which he would be fired after the season. I think they could lose every game the rest of the season and still they wouldn't fire Greg Roman at the end of the year. They clearly said they were going all in with this, right? Like, so they're gonna ride or die with this Greg Roman system.
Especially because Greg Roman can easily say now that I don't have the players that I need to make my system go the way I would like to. So y'all got to go get me some players, and then we'll be better off, you know, offensively. So I don't even – you guys need to get comfortable with Greg Roman, whether you like it or not. And if he's still going to be here for the rest of the season, which me and Glenn expect him to be, you probably want to watch something else because that's what they're going to be doing.
I mean, this is all we ever want to do. Whenever the team loses, we just want to fire the offensive coordinator.
It's been eternal. Listen, a lot of this was execution. I'm not disagreeing with KZ.
Are you mad at Greg Roman that they couldn't make a tackle against A.J. Brown?
Right, that's my point.
Are you pissed off at Greg Roman that they couldn't, when they had the opportunity to just tackle A.J. Brown and force fourth down, the game on the line, they instead allowed him to bully five of them into the end zone? This is not me coming to the white knight knighting Greg Roman or trying to pretend to you that
execution.
I think that Greg Roman's been perfect about
execution.
It.
We talked about Lamar and the third down throw.
Is that Greg Roman's
That's
fault? That
lack
he
of
dialed
execution.
Up a play that got Mark Andrews wide open in the middle of the field. Not even a difficult throw to make. Wide open in the middle of the field and Lamar didn't make it. Are you pissed off at Greg Roman about that?
Yeah.
I get it.
Everything ain't Greg Roman.
Nobody owns a Greg Roman jersey. This is eternally the problem.
Well, he doesn't play, so you wouldn't have one.
This is eternally the issue with having these conversations, right? You never really want to go after the players because you own their jerseys. Specifically, like, popular players like Lamar, you know what I mean? Like, we love Lamar.
I love Lamar,
so
but Lamar
never
had some brain farts today.
Correct.
The one that we just mentioned with Andrews, the one on either the second or the third drive where they were first and goal or whatever, they were definitely at the goal. The slant, theirs is open on a slant.
Yeah,
defensive back gave him 10 yards.
Right.
I don't care if Dez moves like a snail. The minute that you see a DB give Dez Bryant 10 yards, just throw the ball
and
to Dez
fairness,
Bryant.
In fairness, as the game went on, they did, right?
Okay,
like,
but
they did.
But then it was like those little, like, you know, those passes in the flat.
But they were being effective.
I know. It was being an effective part of the offense.
I'm
making the point that Dez was probably going to steamroll his big-ass way into the end zone if he does it. And so that's my point. So there were things that the offense didn't do because it had nothing to do with Greg Roman dialing up things. So I know we like to blame Greg Roman. He's not always the culprit, guys. Sometimes it's the guys on the field. That offensive line didn't do too good.
It's way easier to scream about Greg Roman because we don't own his jersey.
That's true. We have no stock in it.
We have no stock in Greg Roman.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not doing it. And yes, I have problems with Greg Roman like everybody else. I do.
Of course.
I have issues. But what I'm saying is today,
I gotta be honest with you.
It didn't have that much to me
right.
today. It didn't have a huge effect on
where things. Greg Roman is on my list of things, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't know where he would be on my list of things. Like, I am certainly befuddled by this entire organizational philosophy all season long.
Yeah.
Like, I've been befuddled by that. I've been befuddled by not doing anything to try to upgrade your offense in the offseason.
Well, they did try, and they failed. They tried.
What
they
do you
tried
mean?
With the trading DeAndre, getting DeAndre Hopkins. That didn't work.
No, okay.
You know,
all right.
Her
all right.
that,
that's
and
fine.
Then Adam Thielen, it didn't
right.
work.
That's fine.
So they did. They tried some things that they knew would have. So that tells you right there.
In
that
fairness,
they know
when you see the price that some of these other receivers went for, like when you see what it is that the Cardinals and the Bills traded to get DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs, it's really hard to settle back on, yeah, but you know, you really couldn't have done that, right?
Well,
like,
they traded DeAndre Hopkins for some.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what
now,
I'm saying
Stephon
is,
Stephon Diggs was a first round draft pick, I believe, that they got, but it worked absolutely. You know,
and would you not have traded a late first round pick for Stephon Diggs?
Exactly.
In a heartbeat. Yeah,
exactly.
In a heartbeat.
Exactly, because I, like you said, I intend to be drafting later on this year.
Correct.
So to me, that's a draft pick I'm willing to
in
get
a
to,
heartbeat.
Willing to trade for.
I don't even have to think about it. Looking
absolutely
back on it.
So you know, that's the part I can't say that he didn't at least try that.
I understand what you're saying.
It just didn't
work. I understand
what
you're saying.
But guess what? Now you got to deal with what you deal with, and unfortunately, a lot of it is execution. And again, we talked about that, and then we also talked about Hollywood Brown missing the ball. These guys have to do their part. Everybody, including the quarterback, including the offensive line, including the
tackle AJ Brown.
And most importantly, tackling AJ Brown.
When six of you have a shot.
Yeah, that was wild.
Jonathan, I will say it again. Oh, man. Harbaugh is an average coach at best. The play calling makes no sense. But the C. I don't know how there's a C. The team has had the same issues for years. It's called the head coach. Don't give me the same crap of who you're going to get to replace him. Everybody is replaceable. Great. So we can just, I think, fly right past that one. Project Game Day postgame show brought to you by Wise Markets. I'm Glenn. She's Rita. Let's try to get through these. From Andrew Stecca, fandom is hilarious. This team could do no wrong a year ago. Take away a Hall of Fame lineman, throw in a handful of injuries, and have some other things go terribly wrong and regress to the mean. And let's be honest, last year was a massive anomaly and way better than it ever should have been.
Correct.
And people start calling for firings and losing their minds. This team probably doesn't have the horses this season to be competitive. Injuries and regression have taken their toll. There's nothing wrong with admitting that. Last year was the moment to take advantage of everything in front of them, and they didn't do it. There's a new project ahead. Time to see how they tackle that one. This year isn't last year. And it never was going to be remotely close.
So I do agree with him for the most part, but I don't agree with the not as competitive part. You have a year where you have one of the easiest schedules in the National Football League, and you absolutely play a team. Now, we know that is iffy because they base it on 2019 numbers when they say easiest, you know, hardest schedule. And, of course, as the season goes on, if teams make moves in the offseason and such, that can change. However, what did not change is the NFC East is still bad, and that's who's on their schedule, and the Bengals are still bad. All right, they beat them, but guess what? You definitely were supposed to beat New England last week.
Yep.
At what, 3-5?
Yep.
You were supposed to beat
Texans
New
beat
England
them today.
And I actually chose the Texans to beat them today. You want to know why? I did, because New England is not a good football team.
I knew that, but I was buying the Kool-Aid and drinking the Kool-Aid.
And while the Texans is probably a worse team, I just had a feeling that they were going to.
Wish I would have done the same thing, Rita.
They would have.
I F that one up big time.
Call me on that.
I know.
So you lost to a team that you shouldn't have lost to, and then you lost to a team in the Steelers that you should have beaten if you didn't turn the ball over as many times as you did.
Preach!
And then you're going to probably lose to them again in 4 days.
So here's the one thing I would say. I'm not okay with just packing it in for the season. That's the only thing I will. I think
6-4 is not packing it in time.
It's not, and it's not. And look, if they lose on Thursday night, things start getting really ugly. Like you said, it's 6-5, you know.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Yes, I am calling that an L.
Okay, this is the one thing I would say. I do think that there is a world. Let's not forget, as you pointed out, they damn well should have beaten the Steelers just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Everything's trending the wrong way for one team. Everything's trending the right way for the other team. It's not the same thing as what happened a couple weeks ago. I hear you. But I don't think the two teams are so
I don't think they're
so drastically far apart.
I don't either.
That it's impossible for the Ravens play better. Now, some of this requires are you getting either Brandon Williams or Calais Campbell back this week? And when you only have 4 days between games,
I don't feel confident about that.
Right. It's hard to feel confident about it. But if you do, it goes a long way, right? It goes a long way. I'm not telling you I expect them right now to go in and beat Pittsburgh, but I don't think it's impossible. I do not agree with that.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I agree with you.
If they do, 4 of their 5 games down the stretch are you should just be able to roll the ball out and win, right?
I agree.
The Browns game,
they ain't that good either.
They're not that good, but we have to admit the Browns are competitive, and we can't just say
they just barely beat somebody today.
Well, I mean, their defense is pretty dominant against the Eagles today, but no, their offense.
But the Eagles don't have anybody to play
against. The Eagles
are
terrible. Yes, I'm aware. The Eagles are terrible.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that the Steelers are highways better than the Ravens or miles apart from what the Ravens are. I understand that they're undefeated, but they are a flawed, undefeated football team. So I don't disagree. I am simply saying from what I am seeing from the Ravens, it appears that they are in their own way. It has nothing to do with the Steelers and everything to do with the Ravens. They can't do things like get a 3rd and inches because their dumbasses want to find a way to get a penalty, or drop a football that's put right in their hands, or overthrow a guy that is wide open,
or let six of you get carried into the end zone by AJ Brown,
or first six of you get carried in the end zone, and then in overtime you just say, fuck it, excuse my French, I'm sorry, it came out.
It happened. It was going to happen at some point.
And he just decided to just nicely track, you know, his way into the end zone to win the football game. So this is not about the Steelers and what they can do for me.
This is about what the Ravens are not going to do. Could have not given up a touchdown there, there was still a chance Stephen Gostkowski could miss a field goal.
I mean, you would like to think that. He's missed a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's missed a bunch of them. Didn't miss them today, but he's missed a bunch of them.
So, you know, you have an opportunity. And so that's my reason why I say this is another L, because it doesn't feel like mentally they're going to regroup from what happened today. I want them to prove me wrong.
They have to.
But
that's
it's
the
4 days from now. It's going to be very, very fresh.
And if it was a tense locker room last week, my God, what does it look like this week? After this,
I don't know.
I have no idea. Maybe it's best that they're playing so quickly, right? Like, maybe it's best that it's just less time to be stewing about all this stuff. I don't know. John, Henry methodically wore them down, delivered the death punch when needed. Yeah, that's true, but it didn't have to be that way.
Correct.
Is the point
it
that we're
didn't.
Trying to, like, if you don't throw that interception, if you convert on that third down, you don't have to worry about that. You're putting them in a situation where they're still down multiple possessions with not a lot of time left, and they can't give the ball to Derrick Henry the same way. If you just take care of business the way that you were, they didn't. That's part of the problem. So many couch football experts who think they can coach better than the pro coaches get a grip. Well, I mean, we do that a lot. Josh apparently is a Titans fan. Tighten up. The Titans red zone D stomped the Ravens. And certainly came up with some big stops early on. There's no question about that.
I mentioned that already,
yep,
though.
Like, no doubt. No
I
doubt.
Said
credit.
They
credit.
Went into the red zone a few times and came out with 6 points. So, I mean, I said that already, Josh.
All right. from Simon's just having fun. Fire everybody. Simon, not read the rooms. It's like somebody was trying to do that last week.
Was it Simon?
It might have been Simon. He might be taking on a role now. Read the damn room. John goes off. John goes off on a thread. All right. John, try to read these all together. Titans have their number now. This happens in cycles. Hindsight is 20/20. It serves nothing to make the team better. I need a drink. Time to pour a bourbon. The false start on the – I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. We get on board with that,
bourbon,
right?
Yeah.
The false start on the last drive in regulation was a killer. You just can't do that crap. The O-line is in shambles. You brought that up. Could have been a touchdown on that play, no doubt. I mean, like, we'll all think about the false start on third and inches, but the false start on the final drive, absolutely a potential massive, like
that, I think that was the play. That's the play that he would have probably scored.
From now on during Sunday games, I will just play tennis. At least that brings me joy. John, I love you, man. Don't jump. Don't jump. I love you. This loss tops the New England one by 100. We will see what they have left in their hearts and minds on Thursday night. Why not throw to Dez and Andrews in the end zone? They are physical. I brought that up about the horses. Like, look,
Use them.
I don't know how physical Dez is at this point, but I get it.
He absolutely shut up Malcolm Butler on one.
He did
one
on the one.
Plays.
He did on the one.
So he
yes.
still got a little bit in him, Glenn.
To your point,
that
like, given what your options are, yeah, 100%. You know, like, given
Malcolm
your options,
to the
give
point
it a
where
shot.
Malcolm, that Malcolm right. Butler stopped him again on the second play and, like, tried to mush him
because
he was upset that the first play he kind of had him getting up a little slow. So, I mean, I think that Dez can still potentially do it.
Derek, if we don't make the playoffs, which honestly is a strong possibility, do heads roll, Harbs, and possibly Lamar?
No.
So
next question.
You know what? Let me have the relevant part of that question, right? Like, here's the relevant part of that question. If Lamar is expecting the, like, equivalent Patrick Mahomes money,
he ain't getting it.
It ain't happening now. It ain't happening in this offseason.
The Ravens don't have to give him up.
They don't have to.
They literally draft him in the first round for a fifth-year option. It becomes a game of chicken, right?
Like, it becomes a game of chicken. Does Lamar and his camp, and we don't even know who that is, and that's part of the problem, does Lamar say, I'll start holding out now? You can be mad at me about how, but we ain't messing around with this. This is my life. I won unanimous MVP. I know it's unprecedented for a player 2 years, a quarterback, 2 years ahead of his contract to threaten to hold out, but I want to break down the entire structure. I want to break down the entire system, and so I'll do it. You can be as mad as you want to be. This is the contract. You're giving it to me or I'm not playing. It would be bonkers. I mean, it would be an insane scenario that we've never seen before. We wouldn't even know how to react to it. But at some point, would it be crazy for a player to consider trying to do that, to say, like, this fifth-year thing, like, you're going to hold that over my head? I ain't allowing that. I ain't allowing you to hold that fifth year over my head.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting to think about. But no, for Christ's sakes, Derek, no. from Woody. Those two lack of effort plays by the defense are a huge red flag to this team as well. I mean, yeah, they are. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that when you get it's in a way, it's a question about your heart. Like, it really is. To watch what AJ...
And it's really unfortunate because they played it, I thought, really well and with determination up until that point. It feels like they put their best foot forward and then somehow it just all collapsed. And then after that happened, it was like, okay, well, it's over. And it's like, wow, but you guys literally, it's like 3.5 quarters in, you were playing good football. So
it's the weird part about it. It really is
it's not like they were like that the entire time. Unfortunately, though, at the very end.
When they needed it, they weren't able to do it.
So that's all we're going to remember about that defensive effort in that football game.
Scott, no one is saying Lamar is perfect, but he has a harder job than any quarterback in the league, considering the limitations of his offensive weapons and his shaky line and pedestrian scheme.
Yes, and that's very true. So I don't disagree.
That didn't change with the quarterback. That's been that way in Baltimore for a very long time. And we didn't want to admit it with the last quarterback.
Yes, how about it? Sorry. How about it? This is the thing. We've been saying, well, I don't know who we is. I know probably myself and Glenn for sure, and I know a whole bunch of other people have been saying that this team needs better skill players.
Period.
They have not got period for the team. Yes. And they have not done a good job of drafting those guys. They always want to bring in guys that are on the other side of their primes here, either via trade or either via free agency, but they never bring in guys to have that. In this case, Joe did have guys that they brought in that weren't homegrown guys, but he had a Derek Mason to start. He had an Anquan Boldin in the middle. He had a Steve Smith towards the end. So he's had some guys, but Lamar hasn't had those guys at all. Lamar has not had Joe literally came in with Derek Mason.
It's something, right? It's not nothing. They drafted both the Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews are pretty quick draft picks for Lamar, to be fair. Like, if we're going to have the full, and I'm not really trying to have a Joe Flacco conversation. I don't want to do that. This is an organizational problem.
Thank you. That's exactly
what I'm really trying to say. What I'm really trying to speak to is this is an organizational problem that goes beyond. And this notion that if you just switch the quarterback out, that was going to be the solution to fix everything. It's not me saying that you should have stuck. It's me saying any quarterback you have has to be given dudes.
And
dudes.
The Cardinals knew that they had to do that. The Bills knew that they had to do that. And that is why they're playing at the level
that
they're
playing. Their offenses have taken drastic step forwards. Absolutely. With their young quarterbacks.
And so, yes, I am very critical. I love Lamar. I'm critical when I need to be of him. But I also realize that these guys that he has on his roster are threes and fours somewhere else. And that's what it is.
I mean, Mark Andrews is a good football player.
Well, I'm not even talking about the tight end.
Right, I know. But it's relevant in the conversation, right? Like, they have one special.
And guess what? Everybody else knows he's special. Everybody else knows he's special, and that's why he gets all the attention.
100%.
So there's
100%.
That.
100%. Scott followed up with that. He said, DaCosta has had a very average offseason, unfortunately. I bet he looks at this game and says, we need more linebackers and not receivers. Oh, I get it. He's being sarcastic. He says, I bet he looks at this game and thinks, we need more linebackers, not wide receivers. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. That's sort of been a philosophical deal, man. That's sort of what you're dealing with. And just like people say John Harbaugh would get a new job, Lamar would have teams lined up to get him and throwing money at him. They might even give him actual wide receivers. Yeah, I mean, but nobody's talking about that. Yeah. We're not talking about a scenario where Lamar Jackson.
We're not talking about getting rid of John Harbaugh. We're not talking about getting rid of Lamar Jackson. Now those two things
we've gotten away
happening
from the relevant conversations, and now we're just saying things.
Y'all are emotional, and I understand, but y'all have to give some of these players you have to be accountable. These guys have to be accountable. The guys that play out there have to be accountable, because as bad as y'all are talking about John Harbaugh, I ain't heard one person say Wink Martindale should be fired because his defense didn't show up at the end of the football game. You want to know why? Because you realize that Wink Martindale is a good football coach, even though his team somehow gave up on him at the end of
sometimes.
The football game. Things. So what did y'all want John? If you didn't call out Wink Martindale, what do you want John Harbaugh to do? What do you want John Harbaugh to do?
Dance.
And I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about
overall, Rita, I'm with you.
What did you want him to do today? He needs to hold his players accountable. And that's what needs to happen here. Because what happened today is because the Ravens couldn't finish. It wasn't because the Titans found a way to win. It was because the Ravens could not finish. And that's what happened today.
I'm with it. We need 1 minute. We'll come back in, get you set up for Thanksgiving night. Project Game Day postgame show from the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. I'm Glenn. She's Rita.
Glory Days Grill fall winter seasonal menu is now available for dine in, dine out, on the patio, or to go. It's a new season, so enjoy new flavors. Try their new shrimp appetizers, homemade meatloaf, impossible cheesesteaks, and more. They're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Visit glorydaysgrill.com for a location near you. From the Glory Days Grill family, stay healthy and positive during this challenging time in our community.
Looking to get one up on the competition? Supercharge your computer skills. CCBC has classes at all levels from beginner to expert coder. Explore Microsoft Office, gaming, or even ethical hacker. Maybe hardware is your gig. Become A-plus certified. All tuition free if you qualify. Call 443-840-4700 or visit ccbcmd.edu/quickreg.
With Wise Market's lowest price guarantee, we guarantee the lowest price in the area. If a local competitor advertises any of our tagged lowest price guarantee items at a lower price, we'll give you double the difference with purchase.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventures across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? Go to army.com/Baltimore to find out. To learn more, contact your local Army recruiter and find us on social media at U.S. Army Baltimore.
I mean, if there's good news, it doesn't appear as though anybody else was lost for the season today, so they got that going for them, which is better than the alternative. All right, Ravens lose 30-24 in overtime. Project Game Day postgame show. Glenn and Rita here in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. Rita, you are bailing on me for Thanksgiving, so thanks a lot, friend. Thanks a lot for that.
Look, I'm tired. I'm sick of the Ravens. They about to. I need a break, okay? I need a break from yelling. Well, I didn't yell last week, but today was the difference.
KZ will be with us for Thanksgiving. You're already throwing it in the loss column. You've already given up. You've already said, ain't happening. Like, that's where you're at.
But it has nothing to do with the Steelers. I made that clear. This is about the Ravens. They're not going to find a way to seize an opportunity if they get one in the game. So they're not able to do it this year for whatever reason.
All right, I'm going to ask y'all one more time for a favor. Keep in mind, we are trying to take care of the folks at Helping Up Mission this holiday season. It is, like everything else in the world, is a very difficult year to do that. We are still collecting coats and clothes, and we're going to try to put together a map of places where you can go. Like, I know that you're going to be able to drop off your coats and clothes at Chick-fil-A Nottingham Square and at Looney's and Perry Hall, and Jerry's Toyota and Jerry's Chevrolet. We'll be at Looney's Perry Hall before the Ravens-Browns game, December 14th. It's a Monday night game. We'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30 with Michael McCrary, former Baltimore Raven. He'll sign some autographs for you, take a socially distanced photo. We got to do everything on the up and up, man. You know how this is. But we just ask that you bring out coats and clothes. If you're just the type that says, man, I can't do it right now. I can't leave. I can't get out. I can't. It's just a little too dangerous out in these streets. I hear you. I hear you. Please consider making a cash donation instead. We've thrown out the number $20, 20 cents, 2020. We get it. But anything that you'd be willing to give, Venmo or PayPal, glennclarkradio@gmail.com, two N's, glennclarkradio@gmail.com. It would mean the world. We will take that money and we will go out and we will purchase some things that probably shouldn't be donated that they still need at the Helping Up Mission, like undershirts and, you know, underwear and socks. And again, things that y'all shouldn't be donating, right? Like that. Let's just go get some new ones in those departments. So please consider pitching in a few bucks for that. At the NFL Chick on Twitter is how you follow Rita. Gridiron Gals cooking again. Check out the podcast. And you're back the following week, correct?
Yep.
It'll be me and KZ on Thursday night. I'm at Glenn Clark Radio. Glenn Clark Radio tomorrow morning, 10 to noon. Ravens lose. Sucks. It's what it is. This has been the Project Game Day postgame show. Happy Thanksgiving,
yes,
everyone.